Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Everybody's still wondering. Oh, by the way, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Everybody's still wondering if Ray has this Trump money yet. Because you only won $50,000.
Yeah.
Ray, as of today, Tuesday, November 22nd, do you have $50,000?
No.
Why?
A week away, probably.
Oh, so you're saying, see, tomorrow, then we're out for a while, we come back Monday. So you're saying probably we come back after Thanksgiving, you have $50,000.
Yes.
If you don't, by 1 week from today, by the next Tuesday, are you going to start getting worried?
I'll for sure contact some people and ask them why it's not the 3 weeks, why it's taking so long. Right now it says in transit. That stuff takes
it
time.
It says in transit.
Yes.
Are they walking it to you?
No, but it's going through the wire, and that has to go through different stuff.
Ray bet. You know they already have the new presidential odds for next president?
What?
Like the odd shark does?
Wow. Who's winning?
So at 2-1, because he's the sitting president, will be, it was Donald Trump, right? So 2-1. And then it goes down to, like, Hillary Clinton's back in at, like, 5-1. She's going to be really old.
Yeah,
then.
She's done, yeah. I think.
I think so, too. But, like, The Rock is at 50-1. Because they think he's really going to run. And again,
Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, that's The Rock. Yeah. Yeah. Not a literal rock. Although.
I guess a rock could
you
be.
You never know.
Okay, wait, who else?
It was a whole list. I was just surprised Tom Hanks, I don't think he was on the list.
Oh,
he'd be like Marco Rubio was on the list. Oh, Bernie Sanders. But again, Bernie's going to be 200.
Yeah, that's
right.
Sure.
No.
But they already have the odds for the next. But Ray bet Trump over a year ago at 50-1. So for every $1, you get 50 back. So he bet half of his savings account, which was $1,000. He's making $50,000. If it's not here by next week, we have a problem.
I know.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
ICU Ed Mosley. More than 300 preemie babies in the NICU at the Northside Hospital Atlanta are sleeping more cozily thanks to Ed Mosley. Ed has been knitting hats for all the babies to wear this holiday season. With the help of one of his caretakers, other staff, friends, and family, Ed, who's a really old guy, he lives in an assisted living house, has been knitting these hats, and he takes them, and he gives them to the babies.
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
That guy. I see you! The average woman's purse weighs 6.27 pounds. In comparison to you.
Yeah.
Your purse that heavy?
Yeah.
What's in your purse that was so heavy?
It's in your office, but depends on the day. Makeup bag, wallet, other things you might need.
That's why you guys have back problems.
Yeah.
Well,
sure,
we sit on our wallets, though, to be fair. Like, that's an unbalancing back hurter, too. You can always carry it with your hand. Like, we're idiots. We've built pants with pockets for our wallets that make our backs sit wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that is a little heavy, 6.7 pounds. Kanye West was hospitalized. He was taken to the UCLA Medical Center for evaluation. Apparently, he wasn't sleeping for like days and days and days at a time.
Wow. Yeah. I mean,
his hospitalization happened yesterday. They canceled all the St. Pablo tour, which is rest. You may not be a Kanye fan. You may be a Kanye fan. I don't know, but.
So why was he handcuffed, though? Did you see how he was handcuffed? Or did you say that?
I didn't say that.
Do you know why he was, though?
Probably because he didn't want to go.
Oh.
Probably because his family was like, hey, you're not doing well. You don't want to go, and they don't make you go unless...
Yeah, you're normally not willingly going to Psych Eval.
No, I wouldn't say normally. Sometimes you're not willing to go to Psych Eval. Sometimes you are.
Oh.
But so I guess he wasn't if they had to handcuff him.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. Tuesday, tell me something good. Your goal is to bring positivity to the show. Everybody here, let's go.
Tell me something good.
A self-proclaimed pet lover is helping a crowded California animal shelter find homes for its pets. She's paying the adoption fee for every adoption now through the end of the year. $85 for dogs, $65 for cats, and she says she'll cover every single one of them if people want to adopt the animals.
That's amazing.
So you want a dog? You can raise a dog. They check you off. She'll cover the fee.
Love it.
That's awesome. Amy, you're up.
Well, it's never too late. You know, sometimes people are like, oh, man, I really wish I could find the right person. Well, this 80-year-old woman, first-time bride. Yeah. She married a 94-year-old widower. And she got to walk down the aisle, a dream of hers. her whole life for 8 years.
White dress?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, actually, my bad. Champagne colored dress with a white veil.
Meemaw vignette. Yeah.
White veil. But they had a whole wedding. They said it was love at first sight. Amazing.
Lunchbox?
Matt's a bartender. He's closing up shop, walking to his car when he hears, "Help! Help!" And there's a guy getting washed down the river. Matt jumps in, saves the guy.
Crazy. Like, he could have drowned very easily.
Could have drowned.
Yeah,
it's 2 o'clock awesome. In the morning.
I can't believe somebody's just going by going, "Help, help." I'd be like, "What's happening?" Yeah, that's cool. Saved a life. There you go. It's your good news. Bobby Bones. Today and tomorrow, then, I kick rocks, man. I can't wait. I got senioritis already. I'd rather be in bed right now.
Uh-huh. I can tell.
You can? Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Not in a bad way.
In a good way. In a good way.
Yeah. Senioritis
last night,
isn't bad.
I was at the house and I had some candy sent to my house. I don't eat candy. I don't keep candy in my house at all because I know I'll eat it all. And so I had candy sent to me. So I was like, you know what? This is after a long night. I was like, I'm going to have one piece. And I open the box and have one piece. And then I go back upstairs to my bedroom. And I lay down and I start to watch TV. I'm watching the last episode of Blacklist. Then I'm going to go to sleep. Then I'm like, you know what? I've had one. What's two going to hurt? I ate 27 pieces of candy last night. I ate the entire box. This is how I live my life.
Yeah, that's why you can't drink.
That's why I can't do anything.
Yeah.
That's why I just lock myself in and shut the door. I wish there was a lock from the outside. I could lock myself in my room, and it would only time release. Like, if I could build that into my house, I probably would. As long as I had water up there, like some sort of tap, I think I would be fine.
Yeah.
But I ended up having over 20 pieces of candy last night, and I was like, I can't control myself.
I've wanted to invent something that would, you know, zap me unless my body was legit hungry. Like, obviously, if you're hungry, you need the food. But if you're not, then you, if you go for it, you try to reach for your door or the food, you just get zapped.
I just need to be locked in somewhere. And this isn't just a food problem for me. This is the
everything
problem.
Yeah.
If it's Subway meatball subs, I got to have one every day.
Right.
Sometimes twice a day. And I can't stop thinking about them. I need one.
We used to eat strawberry snow cones every day. Remember that?
Every day. Piccadilly's.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, Eddie and I was like, Eddie, we got to go get another strawberry snow cone.
And it was fun for the first 3 days.
No. But 41 days later, Eddie was like, and Piccadilly's are pickled strawberry snow cones.
Yeah,
strawberry
so good.
With pickles in them. And oddly, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Mexican treat back from where I grew up. And so, actually, we didn't have them. Eddie did, though.
Yes, I did. But, man, we killed it for like 2 months.
I ate popsicles like crazy there for a while. And then I had 4 on Saturday in Tampa. It was amazing.
You did. 2 at a time.
I had 2. I couldn't decide which one I want, so I double fisted.
Yeah. Chocolate and a strawberry. Yeah.
And then I was about to go on stage. It was 25 minutes before I was going to go on stage and do stand-up. And there are 3,000 people there. I wasn't even dressed yet. 20 minutes. I was like, I got to have another popsicle. Some of my sweats. I jump in a car, drive to the gas station, have another get a popsicle, come back, eat it, switch clothes real quick, jump back, and boom, I was on stage. Nailed it. Needed that pop. Then I had another popsicle after the show.
Oh. Wait, so give an example where it's not food again?
Well,
time.
Yes. Work, time.
Yeah.
All the exercise, working out. There are many things that aren't food.
Thank you. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Blake Shelton announced his Doing It to Country Songs tour last night on Facebook Live. He was on the set of The Voice in his trailer talking to everybody about it. The tour's going to kick off February 16th in Bakersfield, California. It's going to hit 13 cities, including Las Vegas. Ray Lynn will open the shows. So we got the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade coming up, and it looks like Miranda Lambert, Kelsey Ballerini, Easton Corbin, and Brett Eldridge will be a part of it. This is going to be Brett's second time in the parade, and he says that having a Christmas album out at the same time makes the day even that much more special. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Kent, Washington. A 64-year-old woman has been charged with arson after burning down the Family Dollar. She went in and there was no shopping cart, so she got mad, went out, got a lighter, and lit the store on fire. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Oh.
She's gonna light her and let it on fire. How does that work?
Well, she went to the greeting card section and lit the cards on fire.
Okay, well, that makes more sense than just taking a lighter and going.
It takes some time.
You put it up against the brick. Well, that didn't work.
Your thumbs burned.
Well, I mean, I got no reaction that she lit it on fire, so I was like, okay,
we were
you
stunned.
Got.
My favorite part was him going, she lit it on fire. And then he just waited for us to react.
Well, there was no reaction.
We were all just confused. Now, she goes to the card section and lights all the cards on fire. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And then as she was walking out, she told the employees, the store's on fire.
See
and she
you.
Left.
All right. Bye. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
All right. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
TJ in Virginia Beach. How are you, bud?
Doing well, Bobby. What's going on?
Man, just hanging out. A couple days till Thanksgiving. Looking forward to having a couple mornings to sleep in. What about you?
The same here. Yeah. I got a question for lunch.
Go ahead.
Hey, lunch. Is there any update on the mother-in-law wife Thanksgiving plans?
Oh, there is an update. There is an update. My wife will be spending Thanksgiving at my Thanksgiving table, so with my family.
Why don't you talk like a normal human?
Yeah.
Like, why are you yelling at us like it's,
well,
it's like a 1920
like a
newspaper? Right? Get your papers.
My wife
will be spending it at my table. Like, say, like,
you'd be like, yeah, my wife's coming to my Thanksgiving.
Okay. Let's take that from the top. My wife is spending Thanksgiving with me. She is going to fly to Houston and spend one day with her family, borrow the mom's car, and she will be at the airport to pick me up when I arrive in town.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I won the fight. She said the comments on Facebook were really getting to her, and she was like, I don't want people to think I'm rude. And so that's the compromise we made, so I win.
Awesome. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
TJ.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes. Thank you.
Did everyone else think it was funny when he, like...
Yeah.
His announcement?
There is
it's like
update.
He can't talk like a human to people.
Right. And he doesn't look at him.
He doesn't
in the
look
eyes.
At...
Well, how can I look at this guy in the eyes?
No,
he's on the floor.
In general, the observation was made, even to us, that when you talk to people, you don't... Even during interviews, you don't look at them in the eyes ever. You hold your head and look at the ground and talk to them.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm supposed to look, like when there's a camera, if I'm supposed to look at
at
them.
No, it's not a camera thing. It's
life stuff.
It's not even, it's just even when you're talking to people.
Oh, it's like, this is like a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Amy.
Someone brought it up to us. They were like, do you ever realize, even when Lunchbox talks to bosses, he doesn't look them in the eyes.
I've noticed the bosses thing for sure.
Even artists.
Artist?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm not doing it. When you go watch his interviews from
it's
the
CMA
It's
a communication
thing.
Problem. Yeah. I don't know where it stems from. But he has trouble communicating with other humans, like in normal language. Even the caller there, you just yelled at him.
In a weird, like,
I got an announcement.
Well, the wife is coming to my table.
I was excited.
It's 1845, okay. I say, in Chimbleo, England. My wife's coming to my table.
Why do you have an accent now?
Because that's kind of what it felt like. He was making like this grand British announcement.
Great day.
I was really more excited about announcing that I won the fight, so I got kind of excited there. So that's why I was a little... And the song was playing. I didn't know if you could hear me over the music.
We
so.
Can always hear you. You just talk.
Oh, yeah. We can always hear you.
So I was
Lunchbox's voice will travel through walls. You always know where Lunchbox is.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was the conversation. I was like, hey, why doesn't Lunchbox communicate, like, with eyes and physical expression? We're like, I have no idea.
You should start practicing, Lunchbox.
Like, the other day he was talking to Nada, but looking at me. And it was like, weird.
Whoa, that's literally. Like David Blaine stuff, dude. Yeah. I threw the whole special on Netflix now
here
like that.
It was weird.
Has anybody else said this to you, Lunchbox?
No, I know when I interview the artists, I don't look them in the
eye. But it's not
right
just
now
artists.
You're
right
down.
Now, you're talking to Amy, right. But you're looking at the ground.
Right.
Yeah. That's
look. There's five of us in this room. Who am I supposed to look at?
You're talking to her so you can look at her.
Okay, I'll look at Amy when I talk from now on. Okay.
I said, Lunchbox, has anybody else brought this up to you?
No, no one else has in my whole life. I look at people. It's just when I talk to artists, I don't know where to look.
It's not just an artist thing. It's also a boss thing, interpersonal communication thing at work.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, cool. Okay. I didn't think anything of it either until someone said something to me, and I was like, you know what? They're right.
Mm-hmm.
He has like a weird thing. Yeah. And then when the caller called and you yelled at them and you made an announcement twice, a normal human conversation, I was like, whoa!
Well, who? Okay, so when the caller calls in, who am I supposed to look at? I look at the microphone like I'm talking to them.
This isn't a look thing. It's even just a talk thing. If we were to play it back and you just yelled, "Hey, Ray, give me that tape back."
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, let's
you
hear
really
back.
Think I yelled?
Oh, yeah. I would love to hear that.
Yeah, and you also don't have like normal. For example, I can talk like this, and I'm talking on this level here, but then I can get very animated and talk like this. With your speech, it's like, you're very animated. And we're like, hey, pull it down a notch. You know, just talk like, and you're like, I'm very animated. You're still animated. You just take the volume down.
And there's weird pauses.
Well, isn't that what animated and unanimated is?
No, you're still animated. You just pull the volume. You're still like this. It's like you yell a whisper.
So what was the difference between your animated and non-animated?
If I'm just talking like this, like, hey, did you have a good day? I'm having a good day. I'm like, oh, you having a good day? Yeah.
Can you whisper, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm whispering. What do you want me to? Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Oh, don't do that.
No, that's not.
Eddie, you're supposed to look at me. Eddie, look at me when you talk to me.
Okay. I'm looking at you.
Weirdos. Oh, you guys. Okay. Hey, let's be nice. Let's
no, no, no. You start. No, whoa, whoa. Don't jump on the be nice thing. You were a big part of this. All right. So on my Instagram yesterday, I posted a text message that my stepdad sent me. And it was him going duck hunting and all the ducks he killed. And then it was him going deer hunting and he killed a huge buck. And he's like, hey, look at these. And so I posted on Instagram and said, hey, text from my stepdad. And like 500 comments later, I mean, it's like hunting world war over there.
Man, that was a nice buck, too.
All I did was post a picture. I'm going to have him on in a bit, like 45 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But you can go over there and look at it yourself.
Pretty bad.
I know I haven't commented over there.
Wait, it turned
Facebook-ish.
Really?
And I stay off Facebook. I don't even, listen, I told you, honestly, I don't even look at our show's Facebook page. When I do, I end up getting into a fight.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm bored, I go to Facebook, fight. Ah, I better get off of there. So, Instagram a bit turned into that yesterday, so much so that I didn't fight in the comments, but I was like, hey, I respect your opinion, but here's how I feel about it. Although I don't hunt anymore, I did a lot growing up because I had to eat.
Right.
And
your stepdad is eating this food.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so.
But you can see the picture. Mr. Bobby Bones, you can add your own. Here is a clip Ray put in of the caller asking Lunchbox a question and his human response of answering to him.
Oh, there is an update. There is an update.
Okay, so.
That's not that. You think that's yelling?
No, it's you repeating yourself. Like, there's an update. There's an update.
Yeah, I was doing like the breaking news thing because you didn't have the breaking news thing.
For a reason. We were just talking to a caller. Yes.
Okay. Like, honestly, because I was in Haiti for a couple weeks, I didn't know if this had already been addressed and the caller just hadn't been caught up and I wasn't caught up. And I was, I thought, surely has he already told us? Like, why is he being like, there's an update? Like, either way, is that how we do things?
What?
If there's not, like, music or, like, we're really doing
we don't do a big yell. We talk like normal humans.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I like there's an update. My wife will be spending Thanksgiving at my Thanksgiving table. So with my family.
Pauses.
At my Thanksgiving table. Eddie, how would you say that if that were you? Like, hey, Eddie, throw an update on your wife.
Yeah, there's an update. What? My wife is actually going to come to my house for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. No problem.
All right, we'll move off that. We're just picking.
No, there's an update.
There's an update. My wife will be coming and sitting in the old Yield chair at Yield Thanksgiving House.
Okay, I could see how you thought the phrasing of it was a little weird, but the level of volume, I don't think there was anything wrong with my volume there.
Like you're yelling right now.
Right now you're yelling, yeah.
No, you guys just must have said, you didn't turn down your headphones.
Our headphones are too loud?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway.
There's an update.
Oh, coming up, yes. My mouth guard from the dentist. There's an update. It's coming. Next.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
You're on the air, Tyler, in Virginia. How are you?
Good, guys. How's it going, Bobby?
Pretty good. What's happening with you?
Oh, not much. I was lucky enough to be engaged this past weekend.
How about that? Hey!
So I wanted to see if you had any advice for some mother-son wedding songs as the planning has already begun.
Yeah, sure. When are you getting married?
Sometime in next October.
Man, you got a long time.
It's a long time.
Man, I have no patience. I'll be like, hey, you want to get married? Yeah. How about tomorrow? Like, I have a feeling that's how it's going to happen with me if it ever happens.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I've been thinking about this. You want to get married? Yeah. Woo. Hug. Kiss. Is next week good for you?
Let's just do it.
And then we have a party, you know. But I just know when it's time, like, it's going to be time. Unless she wants to, like, do a wedding plan. I mean, I want a big.
I feel like that's you.
It is, but I think I'll probably plan it beforehand. Okay. Just hoping she'll say yes and be like, it's already planned for next week. Like,
ready to go.
Family's already invited. They've all kept the secret. Like, it's all fantastic. Okay, so Tyler, you want a mother-son dance, right?
You got it.
All right, let me reach into the old bag here of bones. Let's see here. At number 3 on my list of mother-son dance, Wonderful Tonight from Eric Clapton. Which, by the way, this is a song that's a beautiful song. Did you know it was written kind of because he was annoyed at her?
Like, hurry up.
Yeah, like, yes, you look wonderful. Yes. Let's go.
Let's go.
But now it's turned into really a touching song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that would be number 3, Wonderful Tonight, Eric Clapton.
It's late in the evening.
It's borderline lovey-dovey, but, you know, it's hard to find love, you know, fulfillment love songs that just have to do with your mom.
Right.
So you got to kind of find those that aren't. Just mm-hmm. attached. You could be like, Mom, you look wonderful tonight. So that's 3, though. And number 2, now this one, What a Wonderful World.
I see.
I mean, this is just generally What a Wonderful World. Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And this one, really, there's no, like, super weird love angle to it. It's just, what a wonderful world. Number 1 mother-son dance mm-hmm. song would be James Taylor, How Sweet It Is.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
All it is, you know, it can be loving anybody.
How sweet it
and it's not super slow, so you avoid that slow dance with your mom. The yeah. real slow dance, yeah. it's like, this is a little too slow. You know, you can have fun still.
I needed the shelter of someone's arms.
Tyler, I hope you like that.
Absolutely, guys.
I hope, yeah, congratulations, by the way, man. That's really awesome. I hope it works out for you. I hope it's a wonderful engagement.
You're not long off, man, so.
Oh.
Stop it. Wow. Tyler, take a step back.
Slow down.
Back up for 1 minute.
Pump the brakes.
Tyler, thanks, buddy. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Hope your holiday's good.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bud.
I won't stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Yes, it is.
Feels so fine. Sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like honey to the bees now, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I close my eyes at night.
Did you know Taylor Swift is named after James Taylor?
Stop it. I did not know that.
Oh, you really didn't know that?
Did I did not know that.
I thought everybody knew that.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fun fact. Taylor Swift was named after
James Taylor. Taylor. Yep. Wow.
Boom. Bethany in Ohio. Hello.
Hi, Bobby.
What's happening?
I'm on my way to work and was listening, and I apologize because I'm kind of losing my voice, but I heard you make the comment that if you ever decided to get married, that you would do it like, okay, let's do it tomorrow or next week.
Well, I would like to do that because of my lack of patience, but, it, you know, 10% of that depends on her.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that because my husband and I decided July 21st, 2008, hey, let's get married. And we got married on July 23rd, 2008, and been happily married ever since.
Hey, how about that right
wow.
there? There you go.
2 days later.
Case study. But here's the thing that really bothers me. These 2- and 3- and 4-year engagements, like, they just don't want to get married. That
yeah,
just means you don't want to get
it's
married.
It's taken so long.
It's like a reservation that
like I get it if there's a place that you want to get married and it takes 8 months to get in and it means so much to your heart that you get married at that exact place or that exact time. I get that. But if it's like 2 years away, it means you're still deciding.
Or,
Yeah. Court is in session and you're still deciding.
You mean the guy is?
Either one.
Both?
Who knows?
Oh, I see. I feel like it's like the girl really just wanted to be engaged and he's like, okay. And then he pops the question. They stay
either
engaged
one.
For a long time.
Either one. It just means somebody doesn't want to get married, really. They're still out. Still waiting. They're deliberating right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
You know, for Thanksgiving for me growing up, we always ate like 11 o'clock because it gave everybody time to get in from the woods because everybody went hunting in the morning. And so everybody came in and you had Thanksgiving dinner. Although it was dinner in the South is also lunch.
Just when
and
you
then
eat.
Supper was dinner. There are all these terms that people around me don't understand. But dinner was lunch. And supper was dinner. And that's how I grew up, using that language. And so you would have supper of the leftovers later that evening at like 5 or 6. Now, that's how I grew up. It was just, for all you city folk, Thanksgiving lunch usually happened around 11. Then dinner would happen around 5 or 6.
Ah, oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Breaking it down. Yeah.
11 a.m.
That's what time lunch is, right? Yeah. So now, apparently, normal people eat at like 3 p.m. because I think it was the time we're eating, or 2 p.m. Oh, like, I don't even know.
When the Cowboys play, you don't do that.
But that's...
So you eat when the game's on.
So, you know, I'm just kind of at the point now where I don't care, but I'm a little thrown off. Like, my system's weird. It's ready.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner is supposed to happen at 11, not 3. Anyway, hey, you're on the air. Thomas in St. Pete, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing today?
Great. Now, help me out with my problem here.
See, I grew up in Kentucky and moved to Florida when I got older, and it was the same thing. We used supper instead of dinner, so Thanksgiving dinner was at 12, 1 o'clock, and then later on, after relaxing, you know, you had supper at 6, 7 o'clock, and it was just the leftovers, which personally I think tastes better than when it was fresh cooked.
You know, yeah. One would argue that they do, because there's not the buildup and the hype around it. So that's the same theory that we had growing up. But that's now, if you eat at 2 or 3, you're not hungry again until 9 or 10, and then you're up all day, then the whole day is just run the next day. Because you're up all night, your food's not digesting. Leanne in Lynchburg, Virginia, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bobby?
I'm great. What do you think about this?
We're eating this year at 2, and we've never eaten before noon, so that's definitely kind of different for us. But I originally grew up in California, and so the time that the game would be on was always later, like earlier in the day, I guess.
Yeah, you California West Coasters do it different.
Early.
Number one side item for Californians? Salad. That's right. Thank you guys for the call. Amy, what time do you guys eat?
We're flexible. I mean, I would say we're probably more around the 2 o'clock time frame, though, but I don't know that
then
we
you
have
eat till
sit.
3, then you're not hungry till 9. Right.
But then you just don't really eat later.
I would like to have Thanksgiving breakfast. Can we start that? Everyone gets there at 9 a.m. Mm. You eat Thanksgiving breakfast, and you roll that over till like a 3 p.m. like
Bobby,
dinner-ish thing.
You're Mr. 9 a.m. Is not the one cooking anything.
That's right. Exactly.
No, yeah,
that
not
means
even
you gotta
11 a.m.
early.
Yeah. Bobby wants the cooks up at 2 a.m.
First of all, I bought like 5 major things. So don't be putting it on me. I went and bought from Whole Foods the turkey and 4 major sides.
Pre-made.
So, yeah, I bought pre-made. That's right.
Okay.
So then he gets to make the decision. It is
and it's
his
my
house.
And
that's
I bought most
point.
Of the food, okay. And most of the food will be there because of me. Oh.
Exactly. That's how I see myself in my house.
Okay. What?
That's my house. I make those
I really
decisions.
Don't care. I'll let Lindsay make the decisions.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm texting Lindsay
too,
right
people,
now.
If
and
people want to like throw like, well, you're not. Well, yeah, no, I didn't make it. I bought it.
We're not
yeah. What's the difference?
Man. I know there's things Lindsay wants to make from scratch that
great. Start
bought,
scratching. So. It's Tuesday right now. Scratch away.
So you got time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Get well. That itch. Start getting that itch going right now because I'm ready. I might eat right now. Let's have Thanksgiving on Tuesday. I'm good with that. And then I'm all good.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I love having state-of-the-art studio equipment. Mm. It really makes my job a lot easier. Hey, Ray, is my stepdad on the phone?
No.
Why?
The phone doesn't work.
What? Did you put a quarter in it?
Whatever do you mean, Ray?
Mike D says it won't call.
Uh-oh. Can we just...
Great.
But all of our stuff is so new.
Push 9.
Yeah. Just do...
Did you jiggle the handle?
I tried everything.
Did you charge it?
Just call him from your speakerphone like we do.
I mean, Noah usually calls in on the hotline so we can hear him, but I'll call him from my cell phone.
Yeah.
The problem is if I call him from my cell phone... He might say a bad word, thinking he's just talking to me.
Oh, good point.
But I can try.
I'll keep my hand on the dump.
That just sounds disgusting. But
yeah, no,
you're
no,
on
no,
the
dump
button. Yes. Okay, here we go. By the way, not a spoiler for Dancing with the Stars. I think people kind of know. But, yeah, Janet got kicked off last night, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't even know until I saw this morning on a piece of paper.
If you watch it with no noise, it looks like she won. Like, she had a very good game face. Like her.
I don't watch it with no noise. I guess.
Well, I know I do. I was. It was on mute, and I was like, "Oh yay, she made it to the next round." And I was like, "Never mind."
Let's see if my stepdad Keith answers his phone.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Hey, don't curse.
Hello?
Not that you would, but don't curse.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, so I posted a picture of, one, the ducks that you killed, and two, the deer that you killed online, and people were freaking out about how you're not supposed to hunt and hunting is wrong. What would you say to those people?
Well, you know, as you're a hunter, you buy a hunting license, and those duck stamps go to the ducks. You know, those people are not putting out any money for conservation. The hunters put out all the money for conservation to take care of the ducks. You know, we're limited to what we can kill each year by the game and fish. You know, if there's not very many ducks, we don't kill many. But if that money goes for conservation and research and all kinds of stuff, you know, hunters do more for the wildlife than anybody.
So you're saying the people that are complaining don't understand actually what's happening in the process of hunting, because there wouldn't be conservation without the hunters funding the conservation.
Absolutely. I mean, I spend $70 just for license to hunt deer and to hunt ducks. You know, duck hunting is expensive. It's $25 federal duck stamp. That money goes to the federal. It goes up into the Dakotas and all those areas for the ducks nest and all the research that they do.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, it's all a federal project, and that money goes for the ducks, you know?
Well, here I am. I'm getting lamb-blasted online because I'm like, hey, I'm proud of what the pictures you sent me. Hey, how big's that buck?
That buck is like 18 inches wide and just a good, solid Garland County buck. Let me tell you, here's a good one. Yeah, nice buck.
Yeah, how many points?
Very close to home, too. Very close to home.
How many points?
He was 8 points.
Man, that thing looks big.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, nice buck.
What do you do with the meat?
I actually give that deer away to feed the hungry, just like I did the deer in Wyoming. When I shot the deer in Wyoming, I took it to the food pantry, and they give it to feed the hungry. It's packaged by a butcher, and they send it out to feed the hungry to the orphan programs.
Well, I hope everybody complaining is listening to this right now, and we'll get off my case.
Three deer I've given to feed the hungry this year.
So you don't kill it and just let it lay in the woods like people are claiming?
It's a hunting process, you know. You got to be out there every day putting in your time, and it's just like anything else. If you want to do well, you have to be there and do those kind of things. But, you know, we don't let anything go to waste. If I don't need it, someone else will. There's always someone. Same way with fish. You know, if you don't want those fish, someone will take those fish. There's always people that like fish and those kind of things. So, nothing goes to waste. It's not like people think. It's not just all about killing.
My stepdad's on right now, and I posted a picture on my Instagram yesterday that people were all controversial about. Mr. Bobby Bones is my Instagram name. Eddie had asked if you had a Twitter. Do you have a Twitter, Keith?
I do not have a Twitter.
No.
All right. I was looking.
Do you have a smartphone?
Yes, I do.
You do? Which phone do you have?
It's an LG. I don't know nothing about phones except for it takes and calls out.
Do you have apps on your phone?
Yes, I do.
Do you use any apps?
No.
No apps.
What do I need apps for?
No apps.
What do I need apps for?
Well, I mean, do you GPS to get places?
Do what?
Do you GPS to get places?
I don't need GPS either.
Why?
Well, I got maps, so I know where I'm going. I just don't use those kind of things.
Yeah.
Bobby.
What?
You didn't. I don't know if y'all got this, but Bobby goes, wah. It came out.
Wow. Listen,
and I loved it.
You guys act like I'm not from. Hey, let me ask you this. So I think I want to be governor of Arkansas. Your thoughts on that?
If you want to do what now?
I want to be governor of Arkansas.
Hey, go for it, man. Well, he's a good guy up there. Somebody that understands. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I say. I'm like, people don't understand what it's like to be a normal person. I feel like most politicians are born with the old silver spoon, and we weren't. And I know what it's like to not have the silver spoon. I know what regular people go through, and that would be my whole platform on running.
Yeah, and don't be a politician. Be a person. You know what I'm saying?
I know. No, keep going.
Yeah, one for Donald Trump.
Preach on. I mean, I guess he's about to be the president, so yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I appreciate. Hey, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Going to eat turkey, man. How about you?
Yeah. What time are you going to eat?
Probably about 12 or 1.
Okay. I told them that today. I was like, you know, growing up, what we do is you'd hunt and you come right home and you eat. And then
right.
You eat for dinner later on, but dinner is supper. So you eat for,
right.
You eat for, and everyone's like, what? That's ridiculous. We have Thanksgiving dinner at 3 p.m. And I was like, well, that's fine, but that's just not how we did it growing up, right?
Yeah. Remember we'd go to when your grandmother lived right beside us, we'd go there for Thanksgiving all the time. That was great. Those were great days, man.
Like right out of the woods?
Right. Yeah, right out of the woods, right to the table, and then right to the couch to watch football.
Well,
good times.
I'll talk to you soon. Have a happy
right,
Thanksgiving.
Man.
See you later.
Good chatting with you.
All right.
Take
see you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Had to go cell phone wise.
Dude.
I love it.
I do too. Like, I love when you talk to them.
When that happens or when I see y'all interacting or you post like a text, I think, I'm so glad the Cubs went to the World Series because it brought y'all together, back together, you know?
It gave us something to reconnect over.
Yes.
Which has continued.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you just lose.
Yeah.
Like Lunchbox and his brother, for example, they don't talk anymore because we don't have a fantasy football league, and so they don't talk.
Right. Usually fantasy football brings us together. That's the only time of the year we talk. We talk 2 or 3 times a week during fantasy football, and then that's it. Now that we don't have a fantasy football league, don't hear from our brother. It's like a ghost town.
Sports do that. It gives us an avenue to start communication where it feels comfortable, and then we can continue it. But we need that. We're weak. Us men are weak. Our producer Ray said he got a call yesterday. Who's the call from?
Oh, from Costco.
Costco.
Yeah.
They called you?
Yeah. They have, I guess, a list of all the people I bought Sabra, the hummus.
The recalled hummus?
Yeah.
They keep a directory of who bought hummus at Costco?
No way.
You're all members there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah.
Okay. So
they have ways of looking up your number. It makes sense.
So they called you on your cell phone?
They've gone through. It was later in the day. Thousands of people they called, and they just said, hey, you purchased like a extra big thing of hummus. It's expired. I've been eating on that thing for weeks. I mean, it was half gone. I took a picture of it.
Weeks?
Yeah, and they said, and I mean, I've been having a sick stomach a little bit, too.
Oh, you think you have Listerine?
When they said,
no,
hey,
listeria.
They'll refund the money. And I was just like, are you guys serious? It took you this long? I bought it 2 weeks ago. I mean, we've had 2 NFL Sundays where I've just been having chips and hummus. And then, I mean, I don't know why they called now. And I'm still maybe a little sick, too. I've been visiting the restroom.
Have you?
Yes. So I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, man, I should almost sue or something.
You
like
should,
that.
Yeah.
$4.99.
Your Honor, sure. I'd like to bring into the case Sabra. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. They're like, well, we'll pay you for your Sabra. I was like, yeah, what about the Tums? What about pain and suffering?
Oh, no.
And then I asked Bae, I was like, have you been feeling okay? But she's been all right, she said.
Oh. Has she been visiting the bathroom?
No, she says she's fine, but again, I'm the one that's eating all the chips and hummus and stuff on Sundays, so it's basically me who took the brunt of it.
No, no.
Have y'all seen that Instagram, Hot Dudes and Hummus?
No, Amy.
Sorry,
no,
missed
Amy,
that account.
We have not.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Me neither.
Is that really an account, Hot Dudes and Hummus?
Yes.
What is this? I'm going to have to look at this.
Yes. Do I need to send him a photo?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
I don't even know how I know this, but Ray said he was eating hummus watching football, and it made me think of the Instagram Hot Dudes and Hummus.
It's literally a bunch of dudes eating hummus. Ray, you should be on this.
It's a bunch of Rays, basically.
It is a bunch of Rays. Like a bunch of
cut off
dudes in muscle shirts.
Yeah, muscle shirts, sunglasses, hats.
Yeah, and they're all just eating hummus. I don't know. I think I was looking up homemade hummus recipes, and I came across it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only have 40,000 followers, and Amy's one of them.
Whoa. I don't follow.
Oh,
I just
don't?
Go.
Oh, you just
go.
That's even worse. That you're, like, too embarrassed to follow, so you go to the page and look.
I'm just kidding.
She looks around. No one's looking. Hot dudes and hummus. Instagram.com/hotdudesandhummus.
Yeah. I go for the hummus.
Until your husband gets back, that's your page?
No. No, really. I was looking up a homemade hummus recipe. And
you found
this. I swear.
Yeah, Google homemade hummus and see if Hot Dudes and Hummus comes up in the search engine.
Give me a second.
I got a feeling it doesn't.
It does. Homemade. You have to be at the right site that was giving me the recipe. Mm-hmm. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, okay.
No.
No,
sure doesn't. Okay, y'all.
Just a bunch of recipes.
It comes up homemade hummus, homemade hamburger helper, homemade Halloween costume, homemade hot sauce, and homemade hot chocolate.
Hot Dudes and Hamburger Helper.
No, it was not. It's Hamburger Helper.
Just kidding.
You should start that one.
Never mind.
Just a little background, Amy, because you've been away.
Yeah.
Judge Common Sense organically appeared one morning.
Okay.
Some caller had asked a question, and I was like, man, that's what we need, judges with common sense. They need me, Judge Common Sense. As Trump's appointing people, I requested that he appoint me, Judge Common Sense. He didn't. Didn't call me. By the way, did you see the Homeland Security guy out front? Is that a news story?
No.
Homeland Security guy supposed to be like all secretive, right?
Oh, gosh. Ew.
So he walks out with Donald Trump, and you know how they're doing the parade of people now? It's great for TV. Trump's a smart man about getting attention.
Sure.
So everybody's coming through, and the Homeland Security guy who they're talking to comes out, and he's holding his documents, except the private documents that you're not supposed to see are right out to the camera, and you zoom in and read every single thing on them.
Oh, cool.
The news had them, and it was like, here's exactly what they were talking about.
Oh,
and it was
goodness.
And I was like, whoa, 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 what's happening here? Like, you're not hired.
Like, I honestly thought it was a joke.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, this cannot be real.
Me too, me too.
You're fired.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so you're not very secure day one. So that's where this came from, Judge Common Sense.
Okay.
And so, you know what? I don't need you to rise. Judge Common Sense has the common sense to realize this isn't the 1800s.
Everybody stay seated.
I don't have a white powdery wig. I don't walk into a courtroom and demand that we all stand. I'm a human like you guys are, who all also have common sense. I just have more common sense. Thank you. Judge Common Sense is here to help you with your problems. Jessica and Fort Smith, welcome to Judge Common Sense's courtroom.
Hi.
What would you like to ask Judge Common Sense?
Okay, so I am getting married at the end of next year, and I asked my soon-to-be mother-in-law to go with me to pick out my wedding dress, and she said no. And I'm kind of upset about it, but apparently I'm wrong to be upset about it, according to her, because it's not a big deal.
And what would you like to ask Judge Common Sense?
Am I wrong for being upset?
Well, here's what Judge Common Sense has to say. You're never wrong for your feelings. First of all, understand that. You can't control your emotions. You're never wrong for feeling a certain way. But you have to think to yourself, how do I get from point A to B? Because do you want to be mad at her forever?
No.
Okay. Do you want to have a good relationship starting off this marriage with her because she is your husband's mother?
Yeah, and we did up until now.
Okay, so realize that you too will do things that make people mad. If this is a one-time thing, you gotta let this one go. If it becomes a problem, then you have a discussion with her. But are you wrong for being mad? No, you're never wrong for having a feeling. It's how you act on that feeling. And my ruling is you shouldn't act. Let this one float on by.
Okay.
All right, Judge Common Sense, court is adjourned.
Wow. Well, that made sense.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
What, Amy, yes?
I don't think that makes sense.
Oh. Oh, what?
Are you saying you object?
No.
But the ruling's been made.
I know.
Ruling's over. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I would.
Appellate court. Dang it.
Oh, man.
Appellate
here
court.
We go.
Throws things out. Here we go. Making a murderer 2.0.
Okay.
I would say, wow, to the mom, I'm, this is a big deal, and my feelings are hurt, and I think you should figure out a way to go with me.
No. But she asked if it was wrong to be mad.
Okay, true.
The answer is no. It's never wrong to have a feeling.
I wrote that down.
Regardless
like that.
Of your feeling, yeah. It's never wrong to have that feeling.
Right.
Have feelings.
Yes.
And two, if it's a one-time thing, and really there's no, you're good. Let it go.
But it's
Hey, the judge has ruled.
Oh.
Contempt of
you
court.
You must feel much like she does. I come from it from a grounds of common sense.
You come
from it from a grounds of emotion. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's why I wrote down never wrong for your feelings.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write that down because I like knowing that.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're saying that too.
Yeah. Sometimes emotion doesn't make sense.
I know.
Emotion
Bobby.
Rarely makes
right,
sense.
Correct.
But we're not here to make sense.
I even
correct.
Come to Bobby
no, wait,
emotionally
what?
sometimes.
We are.
Yeah, we're not.
Oh.
You aren't. I am. Right. I am Judge Common Sense.
Yes, you are.
All right, I'll take some more of these in a second. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. If you have problems in your life and you need a third party who has no vested interest, who has a lot of common sense, I'm here for you. I am Judge Common Sense. You may all stay seated. Thank you. Kathy in Oklahoma, welcome to the courtroom.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to ask Judge Common Sense?
Well, I'm trying to decide whether I should give my boyfriend an ultimatum about moving.
All right, I need to know what the situation is, please.
Okay, so I moved in with him into the house that his aunt owns a year and a half ago. And when we first moved in, the idea was we were going to be there a couple months together, and then we were going to move out into a place that was ours together. We rent the place for dirt cheap, but she won't do any improvements on the house. So right now, half the electric doesn't work in the house, the bathroom is falling apart, and you can't do anything in the house. I have three children already that we're all dealing with the situation. Well, every time I brought up moving over the last year and a half, it's been, I don't want to move until we're in a position where we can buy. We're finally in a position where we can buy, and I bring it up to him, and his response is, I don't know if I want to make that kind of a commitment. I don't know if I want to buy a house right now. So I'm trying to decide, do I tell him I'm moving? You can either move with me or you can stay here and deal with it on your own. I mean, I don't know what I do here.
What are you asking, Judge Common Sense? What's your one sentence question? And I will answer it for you. I've heard your story. Go ahead.
Should I give him an ultimatum here?
Here's the thing with ultimatums. And I want you all to listen to this very closely, because the next statement I make is full of common sense. If you give someone an ultimatum, realize that they may not pick the selection that you choose. They may not pick the way that you want them to pick. So be prepared that he go, you know what? I see your ultimatum and I'm going to go peace out. Now, are you prepared for that? If you're not prepared for that, do not give him the ultimatum. If you are, if the ultimatum is real and it's in your heart, you got to do what's in your heart. But you have to be prepared for him to go, I'm out. Are you prepared for that? I ask you, Kathy, in a court of common sense.
I don't know.
Okay, you're not. The answer is no, you're not. You cannot give him the ultimatum. You only give people ultimatums if you mean it. Because if I say, Amy, do this or I'm out, and then you don't do it and I'm not out, then you never believe anything I ever say for the rest of our life together, because I've already established that I'm not a man of my word. I'm not a woman of my word. So the answer is, you do not give him the ultimatum until you're for sure about it. Case dismissed.
Wow. That made sense.
Thank you.
Man.
That made sense, yeah.
Listen, it's life.
Right?
Life's not easy.
No.
Yeah.
Those ultimatums, though.
Man, I have so many ultimatums sometimes in my head. I'm glad I never say them.
Say them if you mean them.
I know.
But be ready.
And mean them if you say them. But
right. If you don't mean it, don't say it.
Yeah, Emily in Kansas. Hi.
Wait, what?
Emily, you're in Judge Common Sense Court. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. What would you like to ask me?
Okay, so I've been a stay-at-home mom for the past, like, year and a half. And a couple years ago, my husband got a new job. And we went out and bought him a whole bunch of new work clothes because he needed nicer clothes. So I've been a stay-at-home mom. And I finally decided to go back to working full time. And I work at a bank and like a corporate office, like downtown. And I am wearing some of the same clothes that I had when I was like a freshman in college. Like I have one pair of work pants. I want to go get new clothes because I feel like that is a necessity because I have a new job. But my husband thinks I'm just being a girl and wanting to go spend money that we don't need to spend that we could be saving to, like, buy a new house and stuff. My question is am I in the wrong for wanting to go buy new clothes when we went and bought him new clothes and he spends extra money on things like beard oil for his beard?
Okay, Judge Common Sense will turn you down now for a couple reasons. One, you're never wrong to want. Let me say that. Judge Common Sense, first of all, says you're never wrong to want. Now, what do you want? That's a whole different story. But are you wrong to want? No. However, Judge Common Sense knows when someone comes to him and leads in with things that don't matter, frivolous details, like you buying him more clothes, like him having beard oil, that has nothing to do with the story. The story is, can you afford it right now to buy you clothes? That's the question. Right now, do you have the budget to buy you new work clothes?
Yes.
Okay. In your mind, you do. What's his problem against it?
He he thinks that that money should be going into our savings account to build it up higher, which I agree with, but I don't think that there's a problem with one of my paychecks maybe going to buy a few items of new clothes instead.
Here's what Judge Common Sense would suggest, because this is not an easy case for the courts. Because I don't know all the details. I'm kind of running blind here. Because I feel like I'm just getting one side of the real story. Because I can tell by her how she tells it. She's only giving beard oil. Like, come on. Who throws in beard oil? It has nothing to do with this case. This is what I'm going to say, though. Because the key to a successful relationship is the happiness of both of you. You're not always going to have it all the time. You must come to a place in the middle where you say to him, listen, I know you think I'm going to buy all this, but I'm not. I only actually need these items, 1, 2, 3, 4. And you go get them. Not only that, you take the tag and you take a red pen and you mark it down to make it look like you got it half off.
Mark it down twice.
Yes. Mark it down twice. So not only did you get the few clothes that you need, but you mark it with a red pen like you got it on sale. So right. Can you do that? Can you limit yourself and then also mislead him in a way so he feels like you've double limited yourself?
Yeah.
Now, if you can do that, case dismissed.
Wow. See, now that made sense.
You're welcome. Amy, your thoughts on that case?
No, I mean, I think they need to have a fair assessment here, and she should be able to get a few work clothes.
Do you feel like she was trying to lead the judge in a direction, though? Because I can usually sniff out bullcrappers.
I feel like there's probably another side.
Yeah.
Beard oil.
Yeah. There's no reason for the beard oil.
Yeah, shave his beard.
Yeah. Judge Common Sense, court is dismissed. Thank you all.
Bones.
Everybody recalling stuff. Heinz is recalling gravy.
Oh, okay.
What do you say, ketchup?
I just bought, a bunch of condiments, but I didn't buy gravy.
Oh. Oh, I just said, ants on the back of that. I was like, wait, what?
No condiments.
No, I hear you.
Thanksgiving.
A bunch of them.
Hey, listen.
A lot of them.
I just bought a bunch of condiments.
I did.
Listen.
I did.
Wait, recall?
And my dad is very specific
recall?
With brands. Yeah.
Whoa.
Recalling condiments? Listen, if there's anything that I really hate, it's a huge dictator. You know what I mean?
Yes! And recalled condiments.
Okay, what? The gravy got recalled?
Yes.
Yeah, so
and I'm always scared of those crazy astronauts. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, dang, man.
Amy?
Man.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No more.
No more.
Oh, I did my favorite little dog, but that's probably pushing it.
No.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Oh, I got it.
What, Amy?
What is it?
I forgot my story.
What about the gravy? I mean, do we need to not... Because it's Thanksgiving time, so what do we need to do with
about
the gravy?
About 500 cases of...
I just got it.
About 500 cases of Heinz Homestyle Bistro au jus gravy are being recalled because they're mislabeled as Heinz pork gravy. Oh. Well, I guess that's not so bad.
Well, that's not
but the problem is they contain milk and soy, and some people have allergies
true.
Sensitivities to
them.
True.
Oh, that's very important. That's a big deal.
So... that's in the news. I saw that Anna Faris was slapped with a fine over her dog.
Yes.
Because she adopted a dog. She was supposed to keep it. And if they ever like find it somewhere else.
Or she gave it away.
Or they gave it away, they find her. And they found her dog like homeless and like hungry.
$5,000 fine.
They should find her more than that because she's famous. If you have a lot of money, because Chris Pratt's her husband.
Well, they're talking about suing her for breach of contract.
Yeah, because she was never supposed to give it away to begin with. So her and her husband, they swear they found it a good home. But clearly they didn't because it was found wandering the streets and hungry and sad looking.
Yeah, a North Hollywood shelter says it got a call Friday from a nearby vet saying someone had found Pete. Emaciated, wandering the street. They ran the microchip, and it's Anna Faris and Chris Pratt's dog?
Oh,
how weird is that?
Yeah.
And you got money?
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep the dog. Pay someone to take care of the dog, even if you don't want it. Like, your responsibility once you get the dog is take care of the dog.
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't give it to somebody.
What kind of place? I mean, I don't know. I just found it interesting. It wasn't because they were celebrities. I think it's anybody that adopts from this place. Like, you sign a contract.
Probably some fancy-smancy dog place.
Yeah.
And...
They just
got fancy
schmancy. Sure the dog's taken care of.
Mariah Carey is out in public with her backup dancer. Man, that's the move, is to be a backup dancer for someone and then date them.
Yeah, look at Kevin Federline.
Casper.
Listen, I used to backup dance for Lindsay.
Yeah. Look at you now.
Look at me now.
I know.
Yeah.
Worked out.
I was the only dancer behind her. And she was like, well, aren't you interesting? And I was like, yeah, I've been practicing some moves. It wasn't even part of her act. I just went out and started dancing behind her one day.
No, that's like stalker.
That's kind of creepy.
Well, sometimes that works too.
Did you see Keira Knightley's stalker?
She, you know, we've talked about it, I think, in the skinny a couple times, but he, and more info is coming out, and he would like show up at her house and just start meowing through her mail gate. Like, you know how you can lift up a mail thing and like make noise, put the mail through the door? So he would lift that up and go meow.
Probably to attract her because she liked cats, and then to stab her.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I think.
I'd fall for it.
But I mean, show up every day.
That's
crazy.
Okay, they go to he goes to jail forever.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
nuts.
Right.
That's not cute. You're nuts.
Oh, it's not cute.
It's not funny.
I do a good cat, though.
Yeah.
She'd definitely come if I did it. Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's a show on CMT tomorrow called Chicken People. Do you know they have chicken showing? Because yeah. I've been to many a fair, many a rodeo. I've never seen a chicken showing. So what's this Chicken People? It's a documentary, right?
It's a two-hour documentary.
Okay.
And they said is the real-life best in show. Like that.
Oh, which, by the way, was one of my favorite movies of all time.
Movie is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it says it follows a trio of competitors in the National Poultry Show who are driven to breed and raise exotic chickens through a mixture of passion, love, obsession, and patient planning. And it just takes them through their world of trying to get the best chicken in the contest.
Wow.
That's interesting.
And some of these chickens are really pretty.
Really?
Like, just cool looking.
Yeah. But are some of them, like, married to their chickens?
Don't know.
No.
No. That's what I think. Like
right, then that's a different show.
No. It says obsessed, though. I imagine you have normal people and then people that are probably, like, way chickened out. Anyway, it's on tomorrow on CMT?
Yeah.
Well, and it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
Yeah. And like 8 out of 10 on wow. IMDb.
That's really high for IMDb.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
This is so crazy.
I guess it's no different than like, you know, your...
But I've heard of cows.
Sure. Pigs.
Pigs. Horse yeah. is easy.
Sure. But this is chickens.
I've never heard of chicken showing.
Yeah. And they're proud of their chickens.
Dang.
It's a unique world of competitive show chickens.
And what state is this in?
I think it's all over.
It can't be... Anyway, it's on CMT tomorrow. I may have to DVR that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that tomorrow night?
Yep, at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Dang. Show chickens. I need to get into that. I can cool. be like, hey, look. No. Can't say that?
No, you can't say that.
All right.
Wow, this is fascinating.
Are you still... Everybody, heads up. Stop reading about it. Everybody's reading about it. Heads up. Are you? Yeah. We're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
I was
yeah,
trying
okay.
to see if it said had a state, but it just doesn't say a state.
No. Everybody, back, yeah. back up
here.
What
are we talking about?
Y'all, focus.
Your first bite at Thanksgiving. What will it be? Think about it for a second. Like,
that's
what's
easy.
What's your first bite, Amy?
Dressing.
Dressing,
my dad's.
She says.
Mm-hmm, he makes it, and it's amazing.
Lunchbox?
A roll. Grandma makes the best rolls, so I'll put a roll on the plate and I'll take a rah right out of
Eddie?
It.
Eddie?
I cut a piece of turkey and dump it in my gravy and take a bite.
Mine's also dressing. The number one thing is dressing.
Oh, wow.
47%. It's the first thing. Number two, mashed potatoes. Number three, turkey. Number four, sweet potatoes. Number five, green beans. Number six, a dinner casserole, or dinner roll. Excuse me, just dinner roll. Lunch boxes.
Finally.
And pumpkin pie at 7. I do love a good pumpkin pie.
Me too.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean.
So good with whipped cream all over it.
Yeah, I'm making a vegan too. One this year.
Why ruin something that's supposed to be like not good for you anyway?
Question though, isn't it already a vegetable?
No, but there's milk. Making it vegan, there's no eggs or milk or
so it's just
cream.
The pumpkin?
Are you? It's your house. Do you just cut a piece of pumpkin and put it on a plate and go?
That's what Amy's gonna do.
No, you add cinnamon and nutmeg, and the crust is gonna be gluten free. But don't. I will. There will be the regular version available as well, so you can take regular or you can try mine.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got a feeling yours isn't gonna be tried that much.
Oh, good, more for me. Maybe it's my first time making it too.
Oh
so.
Boy, that's also a thing. Santa cams are here.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
I've read about these.
Yeah, what do you think about them? So Santa Claus watches through the cameras now because he wants to make sure kids are being good.
Yeah.
So Santa cams are a thing that you can buy, and they come, you know, in the form of ornaments with, like, little cameras in them. They come in things with little recording lights on them.
So smart.
Yeah. Is it... I just feel like Santa.
Like Santa's getting smart.
Right.
Santa's controlled.
But I feel so like the smart. Magical part of Santa was the whole trust factor. Like, he knows these things because it's like he trusts you to be a good boy.
The popular population,
pole
man.
Is getting it's, crafty.
And it's, so he's just getting too busy?
Getting too busy.
Yeah. So he needs surveillance.
Big brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Santa's watching through your webcams.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting up any Santa cams.
What if Santa says, hey, Eddie?
If Santa sends me one, I'll put it up.
Hmm. How do you make your kids behave? Do they just know Santa's going to come and they have to act right or they don't care?
I remind them. You know, I remind them that, like, Santa's, you know, he knows and that, you know, he probably just doesn't give you what you want if you misbehave or whatever. But really, I don't want to put too much pressure on that. So I just kind of warn them once and that's it. And they kind of get the message.
There's no, like, you're going to get coal in your stomach.
No.
Do you tell them, like, in July? Remind them in July?
No, it's about this time.
Oh.
Yeah, when they're already searching for toys and they've made their lists.
They search the house, like, tear it apart?
No. They went through their catalog and they picked their toys that they wanted for this year. So once they're already thinking about what they're wanting, that's when you start hitting them with a, hey, it's Christmas time. You got to start behaving.
I used to unwrap gifts carefully and I would wrap them back. And my mom never knew.
Or did she know and she just didn't let you know she knew?
I don't know. But why did I do that?
Yeah.
I know.
Have you ever told you guys my spandex story?
Yes.
Christmas? I think so.
Yep.
All I wanted was a pair of spandex for Christmas. That's all I wanted. Like, that was the big gift. Every year you get one big gift. And listen, I didn't get a bunch of money, so you didn't pick anything really big, but you picked what you would want the most. And I would see these guys in the NFL or see these guys baseball and wearing spandex underneath their pants or shorts.
Yeah.
I was probably 12. And so I was like, this year I want my big gift to be a pair of spandex shorts because I like to play ball. I like to play baseball. I like to play football, whatever. Yeah. And so that was my big gift under the tree. I was 12 years old. And so I got them on Christmas morning and I put them on. I was so dumb. And so this is different than T-Bone. It's a whole different story. I have two terrible spandex stories. This is the other one. And so I was so dumb. I was so proud of them because you don't wear underwear under the spandex.
Right.
But spandex, they don't leave anything to the imagination. I went to Christmas dinner at my grandma's and just spandex.
Yeah.
So
it was like wearing nothing.
Yeah.
How embarrassing. Crazy.
It wasn't embarrassing then because I was so proud of them.
Yeah.
But thinking back, it was like my 12-year-old was just out at dinner.
Yeah. And why didn't someone say something?
I think they just know I was so proud to have a pair of spandex. Aww. I was so proud to have a pair of spandex because I knew they were like $28.
Yeah.
And my mom had paid for them. And I was like, I guess people just didn't look down there. You know?
That's good of them. I mean, it's good. I got the same shorts too, but I was so skinny that they weren't tight on me. So they just fit like regular baggy shorts.
Got to get them tighter.
Well, I know. I was really skinny though.
Got to get them tighter.
Like skinny.
Gotta take them in. Glad everybody's here. You want to recap of this calorie counting thing?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Remember
not?
Those guys went and they said, hey, ate a burrito. It's at 300 calories. We're way too full.
Right.
They're suing for sure now. The lawsuit filed in Los Angeles argues that signs say the chorizo burrito at Chipotle has 300 calories. And they're like, we were too full. And they did the calorie count by the ingredients in it. They're like, there's no way. And so Chipotle comes back and says, hey, we'll make things a little more clearer next time.
Oh.
Did they just...
Was it a typo? They mean 3,000 calories? They forgot a zero.
No. What if that's their defense? Oh, we forgot a zero. Oh, crap.
They could.
And just be like, oh, accident.
Yeah.
I just never go... This thing is only 170 calories, and I eat it and go, I don't feel like that. I feel like that's maybe 210. You know, I never, after I look at the calorie count, I just trust it. I would never be like, you know, I'm a little too full for this right here.
Yeah.
Do you see the Uber driver it's a Brooklyn Uber driver accused of a Times Square terrorist plot?
Oh, no.
Do you guys see that? A Brooklyn Uber driver and Yemeni citizen is under arrest for allegedly plotting to blow up Times Square. Federal prosecutors say Mohammed Rafik Naji traveled to Turkey and Yemen last year and tried to join ISIS, but his lawyer claims he was just there visiting family, and he was Uber and social mediaing and like ISIS flags and stuff on social media.
Wow.
It's like if you're trying to hide out, period, not even this, but anything, period,
mm-hmm.
Would you really put something on social media?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably well, not.
Yeah. No, but sometimes people are so passionate about things, they forget.
But glad he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, glad he did. Me too.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go ahead. Put that stuff up. Yes.
Yes.
Let everyone know.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell your neighbors.
Be proud of it.
Go to your local law enforcement. Tell them. Tell everyone.
Put it outside your house. Hang it outside your house so we all know.
Notify the FBI.
A team of researchers found that keeping fresh flowers at your house does wonders in keeping away anxiety and negative moods, which brings me to Amy, who her husband was buying her flowers quite often.
Like our whole marriage.
Yeah, he was putting out effort and trying, and Amy came on during a wife confessions.
Wife confessions.
And said, I hate flowers. And so it made him feel, it made him feel dumb.
Well, not dumb.
No, it did.
Okay, fine.
Because you put him on Front Street, and then you recorded him without his knowledge, which is probably a fine.
Not when you're married.
A marriage fine,
Oh, no FCC fine when you're married? Is that
no.
a good? Oh, okay, cool.
Isn't that true?
No.
Probably not.
You don't get out of laws because you're married.
Well, I always run it by him eventually.
That was like Lunchbox when he recorded his wife. He was like, hey, we should get two beds instead of one. And she was like, no, I think I like being naked. He's like, you don't have to be near my sweat anymore.
Oh, yeah, Amy, you weren't here for that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's the greatest Lunchbox clip ever. Ray, do we have that Lunchbox clip anywhere? Ray will pull up a minute. You want to hear the only time Lunchbox has ever sounded like a real human on the air?
Yeah.
It's him talking to his wife, and he's recording her without her knowing. And
he's not yelling.
This is how he talks to her?
It's how she talks to him.
Okay.
And we're all like, wow.
Yeah.
There's another human that just adores him.
It's kind of special.
There's a lot of those.
It was a very special clip. See? This is the kind of stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Shout out to people that have to work on Thanksgiving, especially police, fire, medical professionals that all have to be there for us just in case. Because the holidays don't stop the drama, or don't stop the injuries, or don't stop the sickness. So appreciate all of you guys. There's a clip of Lunchbox and his wife. Amy, you were gone for this.
Right.
And we had talked about having split beds and how it's actually much healthier for a couple to sleep in two different beds, even in the same room. But you don't kick, you don't snore, you don't knock each other over. You sleep better without someone else moving around in the bed next to you.
Okay.
Like, they did all of these tests on thousands of people, and they said, listen, you may not enjoy it as much, but you do sleep better and you're healthier. So Lunchbox approached his wife and asked. Now, she did not know she was being recorded.
I got a great idea.
What?
I think we should sleep in separate beds. Like, no, hold on. Hear me out. Because I get up so early, and I feel guilty. I feel guilty about waking you up in the morning, and as a sweet, romantic husband, I think I should sleep downstairs, and you sleep upstairs in the bed.
I don't like that idea. Are you serious?
Yeah, no, it's for your benefit. You'll sleep better.
No. Babe, we're married. Like, married people sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
No.
But then you won't have to worry about waking up when I wake up and being stressed out if I'm sleeping okay. And when I sweat, when I sweat, you won't have to touch my sweat in the sweaty bed.
Yeah, no. I like to sleep next to you. I like to cuddle. I like to reach over and make sure you're still there.
What do you think about that?
That's sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Oh, my God.
He comes in here like some character, like Tarzan. And then he goes home and he's Jane.
You cuddle?
Yeah.
No, not really.
No. You do. No. She likes it.
Dang. Yeah, for like 2 seconds, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. And
This just shows me
when
he comes in and has all this bravado. Really, he goes home and is like, boo boo, good? Mm-hmm. Cuddle?
There was nothing. I don't come in here with a bravado. I tell you about my life, and sometimes you believe it, sometimes you don't. I mean, that's your decision, but I tell you what goes on. That's just the way she talks to me.
She just talks about cuddling, but y'all don't do it.
I mean, I said we do it every once in a while,
for 2 seconds.
Why do you hate it so much? Just be okay with it.
I just said it's okay. I said we cuddle sometimes.
How often do you cuddle a week?
Here we go.
Three times a week?
Maybe 3 times a week you cuddle?
Yeah, maybe.
Y'all need to up that.
And then other than that, she just sits on her side of the bed?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Other than
when
that.
You sleep.
Yeah, when we sleep, she just stays on her side of the bed.
You know.
Well, just in case he didn't know.
Okay. You know?
Okay, y'all are married. He knows.
So when,
nope,
okay.
Maybe he didn't.
When you sleep, you don't cuddle most of the time.
No, she, absolutely not.
She doesn't touch you.
Right, because we sleep under different blankets.
What?
Wait, what? What?
Because you sweat so much?
Well, because I sweat, and so she has a big, heavy comforter that she likes, and so I just have a little thin blanket. Like,
I'm just like, I have a napkin.
No, it's like one of those. It's like one of those blankets.
I got a paper towel for the bathroom.
No, I know what a sheet is, but it's like a blanket you have on your couch, kind of real thin, just kind of to.
Like satin?
Like a throw.
That's what it's called.
Like
a throw.
You sleep under a throw in your bed?
Yeah. And she sleeps under the big, heavy comforter thing.
And it's because you sweat so much.
I sweat so much, and so I need
I
the...
I thought that you took care of that.
Why
sweating.
Do you sweat so much? What's wrong with your body?
I thought you took pills.
I had tuberculosis, but I took care of that. I took pills. But that comforter was really just too hot for me. Like, it's just
but
too thick.
But you don't have tuberculosis anymore.
Well... Right.
It's always in your body.
It's always in my body, but it's dormant.
Yeah.
It's just chilling.
It doesn't sound very dormant.
No, it is.
Maybe no, it is.
Coming out every night.
No. It used to come out every single night.
It's like
night.
A werewolf. It only comes out at night.
At night. So you sweat.
I used
to. Should you get a fan?
Well, we could use a fan.
Yeah.
I'd have to get a little box fan for the ground, you know.
Yeah, we'll get you one.
Not one that loud, but.
Because it's an old house. Like, it doesn't have ceiling fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can put those in, you know.
Does your husband sweat like crazy? And if he did, would you get two blankets?
No, he doesn't sweat like crazy. We do have issues with sometimes the hot and the cold. Like, I'm always cold and he's always hot.
Women are always cold.
Right. So, I mean, we just adjust accordingly, but he doesn't wake up sweaty and doesn't sleep with a little.
He sleeps sweaty.
He doesn't
sweaty.
Sleep with a throw.
Yeah, I sleep hard.
And you sleep like full sweat.
Yeah, like last night I had to get up and get a towel and lay it down.
Oh, my
I tried to sleep. Gross. Well, here's what happened.
We need to figure out something.
Well, Lunchbox, I know there's something wrong with you.
No. Yeah. Here's what happened last night.
Okay.
A, I slept under the comforter because I was like, it's kind of cold.
Oh, you're cuddling.
No, yep. There was no cuddle last night. I'm telling you what happened because I was like, it's cold outside. And so I'll try to sleep under the comforter. And then also, I'd gone for a run yesterday and I forgot I didn't shower.
Oh, gross.
And so.
You went to bed without showering after a run?
Have you seen
I forgot.
Him after a run? He's so sweaty and disgusting. Mm-hmm. How did
I forgot
not
I'd
shower?
Ran. And so I just, you know, I kind of went to bed and. In the middle of the night, I woke up. I was like, why am I sweating? I was like, I'm under the comforter. I was like, I went for a run yesterday.
But you shouldn't keep sweating. You should just stink.
Well, yeah, they weren't cuddling. They weren't. There's no way.
I'm telling you.
Is she gross, too?
No. And so I had to put a towel down, and she woke up. Are you okay? What?
No, she's not gross.
Don't answer his question.
I don't think she's gross. I mean, I don't know what you consider gross, but I mean.
Not making you take a shower before you get in bed. I tell you what,
she doesn't control my shower schedule.
No, I would know. I would know if you. I know if you take a run. I watch your Snapchat. I mean, and you're sweating.
I sweat a lot. I'm a sweater.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
I mean, the sweat cost me that 5K. Remember that? I mean, I couldn't get over the wall.
Because you kept slipping down it.
I kept slipping down. I was so sweaty. Yeah. I was just sliding down the little wall.
Okay.
Man. Now we're referencing. I mean, it used to be they referenced like prom, and now we're Uncle Rico-ing like
5Ks.
A 5K
against kids. Do you know about
the
this?
Other day. I think he said something.
While you were here? He ran the 5K. He's won it 2 years prior. It's him versus a bunch of 9-year-olds.
Yeah, Kid Power 5K.
And he's won it both years he's run it. Because he's the only adult. And then he went to repeat as a 3-time champion, and they brought in another runner to beat him. And Lunch was going to beat the guy, but he couldn't get over the wall because he kept slipping down it because he was so sweaty. It
took me 6 tries to get over that wall.
And the other guy goes, boop, runs right over him, passes him, and wins.
That 23-year-old
little... He's still thinking about it.
Yeah.
Punk.
All right. You should go to the doctor.
No, there's nothing wrong with me, guys.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All that...
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Gotta go back tomorrow morning. You know, most of the radio shows are like, we're not even gonna work on Wednesday. We're like, oh crap, we have to work on Wednesday. Yeah, that's right. See you tomorrow. Thank you. Listen to the whole show back. Go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you. Good day.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.